Okay, Chevra, we're holding over here. Let's do it. Lamais, we're going to start tonight with one of the hardest words in the Haggadah. The word is Vihi, and it. Vihi Sha'om de la Vaseinu Velanu. We have some great singers in the audience tonight, so we can have them sing. But Lamaisa, what's the Vihi Sha'om de? Vihi, it is what stood for Avaseinu Velanu. It's not just one nation that tried to what? That tried to get us. It's what? They're always trying to get us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyodom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's saving us. The question is, Vehi shomda. So first, let's start like this. It actually says in my Haggadah, Mechasin ha-matzis. First, you cover the matzis. Ve'oiches ha-kois biyodom. You take the kois in your hand, the kois yayin. Ve'oimer, you say, Vehi shomda. Something about the wine. The wine is omda. The wine helped us. So that's the first kasha. Actually, Vehi shomda is the first kasha. The second kasha is what? What's the meaning of holding the wine? We're going to have a couple more kashas as we go through, but first I want to deal with the Vehi Sha'om de Chedek. Lamaisa, where are we coming from? Lamaisa was just mentioned a minute ago that we were talking about the Brisbane of Sarim yesterday. And in the Brisbane of Sarim, we were saying that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us. So Lamaisa, mamash poshut shuv poshut shad is, you just handled the Brisbane of Sarim. Here it comes, Vehi Sha'om de. The Brisbane of Sarim is what kept us going, is what held us. The Brisbane of Sarim told us that, we're going to go down to Mitzrayim. We're going to end up, we're going to end up having everything we need. And Baruch Hashem, that's where we are. We have everything we need. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us b'chol dor v'dor. And that's the Chor Pashat Pshat. That's the Abu Jaram's Pshat. L'maisa, another Pshat, and this is going to be very important for later. V'hi Sha'amda is the Shechina. Anywhere that Klal Yisrael go, Shechina Imayim. V'hi Sha'amda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Shechina is what it was, what saves Klal Yisrael. So we're able to what? We're able to go, Hayuda. We're able to go in. We're able to get out of the goals because why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was with us. The Shekhinah has already been with us. The Maisa, we went down to Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah went down with us. But Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take you back up also. So maybe the He is the Musak of the Shekhinah. We're going to get back to this Musak of Shekhinah. It's a very, very important chiluk of tonight's shir. But first, I want to get a little bit further. The Shemi Shmuel says one of my favorite pshatim, and really I think that this is the Emes Lamitai. What's the Vehi Sha'amda? It says like this, Vehi Sha'amda Lavasenu Belonu. What's been aimed for us? I'll tell you. Keep reading. You know what's been holding up? You know what keeps Klal Yisrael holding up? Because not just one. Not just one nation. Every generation is trying to get us. That's what keeps us going. Huh? That's what keeps us going? That's funny. Why would that keep us going? Gentlemen, we're living in a world where many of us live in Chutz Lawrence, even those of us who live in Eretz Yisrael, we're still in the Golas. Lamaisa, we are in Golas, and living in Golas is not an easy feat. Lamaisa, we are what? We are mushpai by the Golas, we are taken over by the Goyim, we have a lot of different attitudes because of the Goyim. And Lamaisa, the fact is that we're always assimilating in certain natures or other. I once said a shir about the names Menashe and Ephraim, that the name Ephraim is so interesting. Yosef HaTzadik was down in Mitzrayim. He was already down there for a couple of years. Menashe was already born, and now Ephraim was born. When Ephraim was born, if you look at the Lashon of Ephraim, is Aleph Peresh. Those are letters, Aleph Peresh, Peresh, Ayin Peresh. Those are letters that you find throughout what? Throughout the Mitzvah Shel Lashon. You find it in Paro, you find it in Potiphar, you find it in Tzafanas Paneah. It's very interesting. Klai, so what? Even though they were, that they kept to themselves, and Lamaisa, we're going to talk about that a lot tonight. Even though the clients are kept to themselves, Shloshinu Shmam, Shloshinu Shloshinim, Shloshinu Malbusham, which is going to be a big, big topic of tonight's shir. But Lamaisa, they were, like we said yesterday, they were going to care of good. We had to make a miracle and pull them out. So Lamaisa, we're saying like this, in order for what? In order for clients to ever survive, and the Yavit says in his Siddur, he has a whole big mime, everybody likes to quote this, that of all the miracles that ever happened to Klal Yisrael, you know what the biggest miracle is? That we're still here. The biggest miracle is that we've been from nation to nation, we've assimilated from place to place, we've been indoctrinated with other doctrines, and yet we're still holding on to the Torah. We're still learning Torah on Zoom, even in Bein Hazmanim, even in this coronavirus, and that is what's keeping us. The fact that we're always in a state where we're so close. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates that what? That the Goyim hate that. And really there's a Musag of Esav Sayin Es Yaakov. And I saw so nicely put tonight. I think I saw it in the Notebook. I think I saw it in the Birucham Sefer. The Birucham writes like this. He says, Esav Sayin Es Yaakov. Esav hates Yaakov. Why does Esav hate Yaakov? He's like, do a what's it called? Do a seker. How do they call it in English? do a, you know, when a guy stands out there on the street and he asks people what they think, yeah? Do somebody try, pipe it and tell me what it's called. Anyways, do a search in terms of what, why it is that they're going to hate Eden. You'll ask one guy will tell you, because Eden is so great.
Survey.
Thank you. Do a survey. Thank you, Aaron. Do a survey and see what people say. Some people are going to say, you know why the Graham hit Eden? Because Eden are so rich and they have everything that they want and they think that they know everything. Yes, the next guy. Ah, the Eden, they're so poor. They're a bunch of bench clutchers. Why do they hate us? Lamaisa, Esav, Sinus, Yaakov, that's the way it is. And that's Sha'amdala. V'hi Sha'amdala v'sinu l'anu sh'b'chol d'radar m'l'anu sinu. They hate us. They always want to what? Annihilate us. They always want to make us tourists. And that's what's keeping us going. We wouldn't be able to be going if not for the fact that what? That we were always pushed back by them. Because we would, Lamaisa, we would continue to push and we continue to become so close to them that we'd push it, mix in. And if we would mix in, then we would what? We would leave. We would just leave. We would leave being us. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that what? He has the Shebechol Dor Vador Umdilei Nochalos. In every generation, they're out to get us. Now, gentlemen, I mentioned earlier in this year, Lamaisa, we're holding right now in one of the very, very hard, difficult period of time in history. And most of us have not gone through difficult times in history. History, like, we've all gone through difficult times. But in history, we have not gone through difficult times together. Yet we are holding right now in a very, very difficult time in Klal Yisrael and in the world. And the following question has to beg. It says over here, Shavuot, Shebechol Dor Vador Umdilei Nochalos. Like, do you feel that this is what's happening? Do you feel that we're living in a generation where the Goyim are out to get us? Now maybe you'll tell me, Shuragi, that what? Maybe you'll tell me that what? Klai Sor and Amatzik, where what? Well, yeah, there's definitely what? There's definitely, you know, different factions in different places, and we had some problems in, we have problems in France, we have problems in a lot of different countries. Abba Lamai said, can you, Mamash, feel this, that what? That they're out to get us in this generation? Hard to say. Really hard to say. But I want to bring in the following message. It's such an interesting thing. David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, says the following in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, Hallelu Hashem Shem Kol Goyim. Oh, wow, we have a little, Shragi has a little, what's that, little sister, Shragi?
It's my niece. She wanted to hear the shir.
She wanted to hear the shir. Welcome the niece.
Her name is Chani. Okay, so
Chani. Niece, is she also a Rothberg?
Nah, Bloomberg.
Because my father was a Bloomberg, so now I'm a Bloomberg, and my mommy is because she got married to him.
You're a smart 6-year-old, huh?
I'm not 6.
How old are you?
How old?
4.5.
Wow. A brilliant. Right? A brilliant
I'm going to turn 5.
Right?
You want to say this year tomorrow? What? You want to say this year tomorrow? No, I know her. Okay, so let's go back to this. So, Lamaisi, we're sitting over B'Shem David HaMelech. David HaMelech says what? Hallelu is Hashem Golgoyim Shabchu. What? Shabchu kolavim ki gavar alinu chastik. What are the goyim? We say the goyim are mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much chesed. Whoa, one second. Why are the goyim busy being mahalal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's that about? So I saw tonight a shir from the Heilige Tehillim Rebbe, and I just got off the phone mamish a second ago with the Gaba. The Gaba actually called to see how I'm doing. Everybody's calling. Everyone's busy in Klal Yisrael. It's unbelievable. Shzach. Befried by the Hasidim. Lamaisa, the Tehillim Rebbe says the following. The Tolna Rebbe says, "Hallo Hashem Kol Goyim." You know why the Goyim are Meshaveach? Because David HaMelech tells us the following. David HaMelech says, "Only the Goyim know what the Goyim are up to." Do we have any idea how many different plans the Goyim have throughout the year to make what? To make tzaras for the Yidden, to go after the Yidden, to destroy Yidden, to create, you know, bombs for Yidden. You remember it was just a while ago that the Prime Minister of Israel what came out and showed you what was going on in Iran, all the different things that they had, all the different nuclear things that they had. Lamaisa, we have no idea what's going on. Things are going on all day long everywhere, and they're blowing up in their faces all again. Who's the only one that knows? Only the Goyim know. Hallelu is Hashem Goyim, because they know about the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Every generation has what? Every generation has so much terribleness that could be happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyodam. We have no idea. And we have to, again, be meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to have amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he's always taking care of us. And that's what we see over here. Shebechol dor vador, it says Shebechol dor vador. Believe it. Bechol dor vador, even in this door, where we feel like, well, that maybe we don't see it. The fact that we don't see it is not a riot. Because why? Because ki gavar aleinu chastik, because Baruch Hu's blood is giving so much chesed to us. He's taking care of us at all times. The Ma'aseh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu mi yodom. It would have been fine to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu. I don't know what Zaki and Shweki would do in order to what to fix the lyrics and the music. But why does it say Mi Yodom, from their hands? What's from their hands? Isn't it wild that Moshe Rabbeinu grows up in the house of Paro? Isn't it wild that Haman himself, that Ludnik, what does he do? He convinces what? He convinces Ahasuerus to kill Vashti. And then Esther ends up in the queenhood. And we get saved by what? By Haman himself. Isn't it a wild Zach? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu, how? Mi Yodom, even from the Goyim's hands. So the Maitzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking out for us. He lets the Goyim play their games. Sometimes he lets the whole thing blow up in their hands. And sometimes he even lets what? He even lets their own hands produce the what? The makom that saves us. Isn't that a wild musa? This is our Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Avinu Shebashamayim. So let's get back to that musa of Avinu Shebashamayim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzileinu Mi Yodom. The Maitzah Azoi. Oh, here we go. I think this is really where we start. This is where we start the Musa Gavod of Parshas Bikurim. Seyu Lamad, Ma Bikesh Lovan Arami Lasis Yaakov Avinu. Come and learn. Come and learn. What was it that what? That Yaakov, that Lovan wanted to what? What wanted to do Yaakov? Shaparo Lagoza Ela Azhari. The Lovan Bikesh Laka Asako. Paro wanted to what? Only do to the boys. And Lovan wanted what? Wanted to take everything away. Shenamar, here it comes. Aromi, Oyvidovi, Bayir, Mitzrayimah, Vayagar, Sham, Sema, Yisham, Legoy, Godot, Zimbirov. What happened? Aromi, Oyvidovi, Lovan wanted what? Wanted to destroy our father, Yaakov Avinu. Bayir, Mitzrayimah, then Klai, so go down to Mitzrayim. Funny connections, many, many years difference. Vayagar, Sham, Sema, we ended up down there, what? In a very small number. Vayisham, Legoy, Godot, and we come out, amazing numbers, Otzimbirov. Okay, why are numbers so important? What's this mystic of numbers? Let's start like this. Again, we're talking about Parshas Bikurim, and I think in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night we're going to talk about it more, but let's talk about it right now in the Indian of the Haidah Shavoy. We've mentioned before that Parshas Bikurim is all about Haidah. We know that what? That in Parshas Bikurim, that a person has to give 1/60th of his fruits, and the Balaturim says over there that there's no Samech in the Parshas Bikurim. You know why there's no Samech in the Parshas Bikurim? Because the Samech is 60. So therefore, there's no Samech in the Parshas Bikurim. Everybody asks, because hello, if you have to give 1/60, then you should have a Samech and Parshas Bikurim, because Bikurim is all about 1/60. Although the word is that what we show that what we give 1/60, and the Iker is the one. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what is the one that gives us everything, and we're giving Haidah back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what, that every fruit that we have is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the fruits. And therefore, it's the biggest Inyan of Haidah. So one of the Musagim, why we're laning in the Haggadah, we're using Parshas Bikurim as the backdrop to tell over the sea for Mitzis Mitzrayim, is because the Parsha Bikurim is all about which musag? The musag of Haidah. So right now we have to have Haidah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what, that he saves us, as we discussed before, look, what was the first time Shebechol Dor V'Dorim L'Chanu Seinu? It started already back by Lavan. And it sounds like for me in the Haggadah, that Paro only wanted to destroy this harem. I don't know about you, but Paro put us into slavery for 210 years. 86 years of terrible what? And then what? And then we're saying that what? That who wanted it? And then Lovan wanted to be Bikesh Lakar. Are you going to tell me that what? The Lovan wanted to do more? I think, Chev, if we want to use, let's use the word of the Talmud Rebbe. If Lamaisa, every generation has its what? Esav Seinis Yaakov. And every generation has the Musik, the what? That the Goyim are out to get us. If the Goyim are out to get us, we have no idea what really they're up to. We have no idea what their plans are. Let's use a pasuk from the parasha of Lavan to show you that Lavan may have been even worse than what than Paro. Listen to this. The pasuk says, "Yesh le'el yodai lasis imam ro." Lavan comes running after Kali's after Yaakov, and he runs away. "Velekei avichem emesh omar elai leimor." And yet says Lavan to Yaakov Avinu, "But your God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, and what did he say? He says, do not what? Do not touch Yaakov imitoy ve'ad ro. Do not touch him. Do not nothing to him." Notice what it says in the Psukim. Lovan said, I would have done anything to you. Abba HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me and warned me that I can't. So you see that what? Every generation, Mamash even starting from Lovan. Lovan wanted to do more than what Paro did. Paro's decree in the beginning was only what? Only on the Zecharim. He only wanted to make sure that what? That the Moshiach Shal Yisrael wasn't going to come. He wanted to go after Moshe Rabbeinu. We just said a minute ago, Matzleinu Miyoto. Moshe Rabbeinu is born in his own house. Moshe Rabbeinu is brought up in his own house. Hello, Otsum. Abba Lamaisa, what's this bar? We see that what? That Lovan is even worse. Lovan wanted a what? Bikish lakor esako. Lamaisa, let's continue this thought about what? About Lovan. It says like this, when it comes to what? When it comes to the musik of Lovan, it's very interesting. What does Lovan say? Lovan says, Habonim bonai, v'abnois benois sai, v'akol shali. Lavan says, really, what, this nation really belongs to me. These are my daughters. These are everything that belongs to me. Notice what he wanted to do. He wanted to take credit for everything. And he wanted to what? He wanted to be from the forefathers of our, he wanted to be from the forefathers. Maybe even the only forefather. That would be only one father. He wanted to be the one father of ours. Lavan wanted to be Lakar Sakol. He wanted to take away everything. He said that what? These kids are mine. These daughters are mine. Everything here is mine. So I saw an unbelievable shot. Ready for this? We were talking about the other day. We're talking about Klai Yisrael going to Mitzrayim. And what happens? They go through this cleansing. They go through this process. And what happens? We take away the Tahar from the Tameh and the Tameh from the Tahar. And we separate. Klai Yisrael becomes very Kaddish with Tahar. In Chazal, it's called the Kur HaBarzel, which means that what? It's the place that you smolt metal and you purify metal. If you look at the word Barzel, this is not shy. Ready for this? If you look at the word Barzel, we're talking about right now Lavan. And Lavan, what happens? He's tiny. That what? These are my daughters. These are my kids. These are my servants. These are all, everything starts from me. I'm the one who owns everything over here. Kur HaBarzel. Look at the word Barzel for a moment. Let's start with the letter Beis. Barzel starts with the Beis. Beis will go with Bilha. Bilha starts with the Beis. Barzel, after the letter Beis is a Reish. After the Reish can stand for Rochalimim. Going by to Barzel is a Zion. Zion is Zilpa. And last but not least, the Lamed that fears us, the word Barzel is Takale. All four kids, all four bonos that came from what? They came from Lavan's house. That Lavan's now tining that what? These are my kids. This is my people. These are my people. These are my generation. I own everything over here. What do we tell them? Klai Yisrael is going down to Mitzrayim. You were saying, well, what's the connection between a Romeo Bidobi by Yerim Mitzrayim? I'll tell you why. Because Lamaisa, this is Pshat. They're going down to Mitzrayim to become purified. They're going down to Mitzrayim, we're getting smolted. And what happens in Mitzrayim? We finally get the Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look towards Ratz, we try to do the Ratz and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Musa of Kur and Basel, to become what? Become more pure, to do the Ratz and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamaisa saw a very interesting pasuk in the Torah, in Mishlei. The Mishlei says, "Musar Hashem bonai al timas." It says what? That Klal Yisrael, do not what? Do not make disgusting my Musar Hashem. Yeah. So I saw a little bit. The Yisrael V'Sheresh Ravai that says a little bit of a drain in the pasuk. How does he say it? Musar Hashem. What's Musar Hashem bonai? Do you know what the ultimate of all Musar of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is? You're my kindalach. You are my kindalach. A Kaddish Baruch Hu says, "You're my kids. You are my children. You belong to me. I am your father." It says that what? Bikesh, Lavan, Lakar, Esakom. What did he want to do? Arami Oyved Ovi. He wanted to lose that Musag of Ovi. We're considered Bonai because Rahu is Ovi Nusha Bashamayim. Lavan wanted to take that away. We have to realize that what? That the Musar of Hashem is Bonai. You are my Kindalach. So the Musa that we're seeing from what? From Lavan is that we have to remember that we are the Banim Lamakoyim. And again, we're saying that whether the birthday of Klal Yisrael is on Pesach, this is what becomes the Banim. Banim Hashem, Hashem Alakechem. We are the Banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Musa Gavod of Lavan. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to go a little bit back. So let's see again. So we're saying that what? We're saying, Shevachol Dor Adar Amgilin Echal Seinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us. We're saying the Musa Gavod, Arami Avid Ovi, Vayir Mitzrayim, Vayag Hashem Ibsema. They went down in small numbers. Let's take a look at the Musagav. They went down there in small numbers. Actually, how many did they go down in numbers? They went down in what? Shivim Nefesh. They went down 70. They come out with what? With over 600,000. And that's after what? After who knows how many people were Nifter and Makas Cheshach, even by the Yidin, because the Erev and everyone else. So the Maisa, there may have been what? There may have been millions of people, Pashan and Klai Yisrael. And that means that there's a Cheshman that was brought down in Ramat Yisrael Salman's Agadah. He says that what? For each person, is about what 40,000 descendants came out of him by the time that he left Mitzrayim, because the Shvatim didn't have any more children and they went down to Mitzrayim. And therefore, he comes out with a cheshbon, something like only 56 people were really what? Really going to be fathers in Mitzrayim. And therefore, out of 56 people come what? Come the 600,000, come the 2 million that really Batsim could have been. It means each person is responsible for 40,000 people. He says it would be pretty much of a miracle if one person would have been on that level, of been able to have so many Enoklach and Ur Enoklach. But the mice in the 210 years that Klai Yisrael Mitzrayim, all 56 had this amount, and therefore it's a miracle, Shema miracles, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to what? To be Horu Vayishutsu Vayarbu Vayatsmu Vimoid Ma'oid, as we're going to see in the Haggadah in a couple of moments, or maybe in tomorrow's year. So mice, they come down Shivim Nefesh. Really, we know that really they didn't actually come down Shivim Nefesh, because there were really only 66 that came down, because Yosef was there, and what? And Yocheved was only born Ben Achimes, and Yosef had Menashe and Ephraim. So the kids, there were only 66. 66 is the same gematria as what? As Yavon, which is the Musa Gavod of Nigena Golas, and we keep saying that what, that all the Golas is of Mitzrayim, and the Golas of what, and all the other Golias is have what, have a Shaychus La'adavi, as we said once a Shir, based on what? Based on the Musa Gav of Yesev HaTzadik and the Inyan of Binyamin, the Chamesh Begadim Smolais, and the Maisa, what he gave to Binyamin, and that later on happened with Mordechai. So they went down with Shivim Nefesh. Very interesting. Shivim Nefesh people. And what does it say? So I saw tonight a most unbelievable deal. I never saw that. I never realized this deal before. It says, B'shivim Nefesh, Yardu Avoisecha Mitzrayim. It says that Yardu Avoisecha, the Avois went down Mitzrayim. Why is there a Musag of that the Avois went down to Mitzrayim? So I would like to show to this Musag of what it means that the Avois went down to Mitzrayim with the following. Let's go a little bit further. And then we're going to bring out the word. It says over here that they went down to Mitzrayim. Yeah, they went down against mm-hmm. their will. Yaakov Avinu did not go down there to stay. He went there as well, like a stranger. He went down there because he didn't have food. Therefore, why? Oh, Goshen, we can say a whole shiur on Goshen. The letters Goshen in the Torah, if you look at Goshen, it says Goshno, Goshno, many, many times. Gimel, Shin, Nun, and Hey. Those are the four oases that you have on your dreidel, remember. Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hey, very interesting. Then you have Goshen. Goshen was given to what? Given to Sarah Imenu by Paro when first came down Avraham Avinu and Sarah to Mitzrayim. They came down when they were hungry. And Lamaisa, what happened? Sarah Imenu what? Was saved. And Lamaisa Paro, one of the things that she gave her was Goshen. That Makom, since she was greater herself, Mina Erba, since Sarah Imenu did not what? Succumb to Paro, neither did what? Neither does Klai Yisrael, as we're going to talk soon. By Klai Yisrael being what? Greater themselves, Mina Erba. It says, Bim Seimaat, they went down in small numbers, Kamosh and Emma, Vashim, Nefesh, Yadu, Zechem, Tzayma, the Ata, Samcha, Hashem, Lekecha, Kukhoichar, Yashamayim, Leroy, as we spoke about a couple of moments ago, that what? They became in great numbers. Now here's where I want to get to. Vayisham, Legoy, Klai Yisrael become a great nation. Melamed, Shehoyu, sorry, Vayisham, Legoy, over there, they were to a nation. Melamed, Shehoyu, Yisrael, Mitsuyonim, Shom. Mitsuyona means they were Mesumen, means you were able to see who was a Yid and who was not a Yid. And this is about the very famous place, and this is what we're going to talk about, the Musag of Shloshin Reshamam, Shloshin Reshlashayinam, Shloshin Reshmalbusham. Klal Yisrael were what? Had three major, major attributes that what? That they were known for, and this is why they were saved. And they were Mitzuyonim. You saw them. You saw that their Levush was the same. You saw that they didn't change the Levush to become the Mitzuy Levush. Their names, some there's a Medrash in Takan Shmois that says that what? That every name of Reuben, Shimon, Levi, each one corresponds a little bit to the Golos of Mitzrayim. So Levush, Lashonim, and what's it called? And Shmom, they kept their names too. Now, Lamaisa, in preparing tonight's shir, I saw there are a couple other Midrashim, and the Midrashim not only mentioned these three are always mentioned first. Afterwards, they also mentioned the Musag of Bris Mila, as you see that what? That the others were Machbin and Bris Mila, like you saw by the Maisa of what? Shchem. So the others were Machbin and Bris, they kept Bris. What else did they keep? They also kept the Musa Gavod of Goydin themselves Mina Erva. Like we spoke a couple of moments ago. The Klai Yisrael were what? We're not mixing in with the Goyim. We did not mix in. Now, if you'd have five things to say, I would say Goydin himself Mina Erva would be number one, because that's one. That's from the cardinal three. That's from the, yeah, so if it's one of the big five, Avada would be number one. Bris Mila is a mitzvah in Mina Tera, yeah? Okay, that would be two. Shalashinu Eshmam L'Shoinam and what? Shalashinu Eshmam and L'Shoinam. And Lashonim, and what, and Malbusham, none of those are not mitzvahs. They may be nice things, but why are they the first three? And Mila and Erva are mentioned afterwards. And why is it that if you ask any Yid, ask anybody, why were we nikal from Mitzrayim? They'll only tell you what, Shloshinus, Malbusham, and what, and Shmon. Why is it that these three got what, got the top tier? Why are they the top tier? What's pshat? So Yerucham Olshan has Ma'amash Shtikol Torah that she'ain't kedug Mosad. He says, and it brings B'shem the Meshech Chachma like this. He says that Yaakov Avinu was the father that what? That brought down the brought Klai Yisrael to the Golos. He's considered the what? Father of the Golos. Oh wow, we have even more what to call it. More cute chevra joining the Shia tonight. So the Maisa, Yaakov Avinu was what? Was the father of Golos. He was the one who went down to what? The Shem Ve'ever. He learned Torah's Golos and then he went down to Golos. Before, in the beginning of the year, we mentioned that what? That the Golos went down to what? That the Shechina, went down, that the Shechina went down to Mitzrayim. Gentlemen, the Shechina went down to Mitzrayim. How did the Shechina go down to Mitzrayim? The Shechina should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Makom of Bakadosh Baruch Hu. How did the Shekhinah go down to Mitzrayim? So Rabbi Yerucham brings the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says that Yaakov Avinu, since he knew from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what? In Eretz Yisrael. And now that Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, he was able to what? To bring the Shekhinah with him. Since Yaakov Avinu was somebody who what? Who had those types of shoulders, who knew the Shekhinah in Eretz Yisrael, he was able to bring the Shekhinah with him into Mitzrayim. Now, we're seeing that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to go down with you. We see that he went down. Yaakov Avinu brings down the Shekhinah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us up. There's only one problem. The problem is that what? What do we say? Klal Yisrael hit Mem Tesh Shari Tum. They became what as tummy as possible. How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu still be with them? So I think that the answer is right there. We keep saying that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would what? Klal Yisrael would have ended up being in the 50th Shari Tum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have been able to save them. Alo. That's almost apikorosis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachol, could do anything he wants. If he promised to take us out, he would take us out. So what's this musik of Shar Nun? Gentlemen, we are Bonim Lamakom. We are Bonim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The what? We have a voice that what? That found HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what? Revealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Bonim to the Ovis. We are the Bonim to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Our connection is from the fact that what? That we never hit the 50th level of Shari Tamar. We were always what? We were always within that level. We never what? Broke it. If we would have broken it, we would have ended up on the 50th level. Avada Klai so would have been saved. But we wouldn't have been the Bonim of the Ovis. We would have to have started anew in a different realm. We would not be connected to the Ovis. We would not be the Bonim of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Yaakov brought down the Shekhinah. We never went down to the 49th level of Tumah. We never went further than the 49th level of Tumah because Rabbah saved us in time. And therefore, we are still connected to the Ovis. What is the Musag of Ovis? We are connected to them in their Midos. What are the Midos of the Ovis? That they were Yiddish. Yes, there are mitzvahs in the Torah. Yes, there's a mitzvah of Mila. Yes, there are what? There are Laban in the Torah. Yes, there are cardinal big threes not to do. Yeah, those are all mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do and wants us to do. But there is even a more central thing. It's called being Yiddish, being the kindlech of the Avos. What does being a kindlech of the Avos mean? Shloshinu Shemam. We are continuing what? The names of what? The way that we were called back in the day. Shloshinu is Levusham. We are continuing to wear the begadim that what? The Yidden wear. And what else? Shloshinu is what? Shloshinu Shemam. Shloshinu is Levusham. Shloshinu is Lashinam. We still speak what? Yiddish Shprach. That is called what? Says Rabbi Yerucham, that is a bigger darga. That what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saving us from Mitzrayim because of these inyanim, more than Mila and more than what the lava of our eyes. Because these are showing how Yiddish we are and how connected we are to the others. And that brings everything full swing. V'hi sha'amda, the Shekhinah that was with us, that went down to Mitzrayim. The Shekhinah is saving us because why? We're still connected to what? We're still connected to the Shekhinah. We're still connected to the Ovis. The Ovis that we're Megala the Shekhinah. And therefore, we're one world. We're connected. We are Bonim Lamakolim. And therefore, we have to remember who we are and what we are. And we're always Mitsuyonim. We're Mamish Mitsuyan. We're amazing. You're able to what? To show who we are. A Yid goes with a Kapol. A Yid goes with what? Goes with Tzitzis. A Yid has his certain things that what? That those are the Shtemples of a Yid. And those are the Musagim of what a Yid really is. And that's why we ended up being saved. And Lamaisa, as we said earlier in the shiur, this is the biggest miracle that we're still around. Even greater than what? Greater than Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's unbelievable. We learned tonight that what? That there's a musik of what? Every generation has its problems. And even if you don't see it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chasdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chesed as well as always saving us. So we should what? We should be very thankful to the Ribbono Shel Olam for every day that we have. We should realize that we're bonim lamakom, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always saving us from everything that we go through. Everyone should have a great night. It's good to see everybody. Speak a bench.